Welcome to BookSpeak, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Both of our reviews today come from listeners from Muncie.
If you're ready for a dose of hope, I recommend Three Cups of Tea by Greg Mortensen and David Oliver Rellen. Greg Mortensen lived for mountain climbing, and the story begins with his failed attempt to climb K2 in Pakistan. Separated from the rest of his team, he was eventually rescued by people from an isolated village. Rellen writes, "In this impoverished community of mud and stone huts, both Mortensen's life and the lives of northern Pakistan's children changed course. One evening, he went to bed by a yak dung fire, a mountaineer who'd lost his way. And one morning, by the time he'd shared a pot of butter tea with his hosts, he'd become a humanitarian who'd found a meaningful path to follow for the rest of his life. As Mortensen recuperated, the village children won his heart. Thinking that perhaps he might donate school supplies, he asked to see their school, only to learn that they had none. Recklessly, he promised to build them a school. Returning home to San Francisco, he had no idea how to keep that promise. His naivete and lack of experience were remarkable and exasperating. He wrote asking letters to all the famous people he could think of. Only one responded. Tom Brokaw sent him $100. Finally, a wealthy donor sent the money with a note that said, "Don't screw up." Mortensen's absolute candor is endearing. We stumble with him through frustrating setbacks and harrowing dangers, and I thought more than once that he would screw up. But eventually, he built not just one, but 53 schools for Pakistani and Afghan children. But you're wondering about the three cups of tea. The old village chief told Mortensen, "The first time you share tea with us, you're a stranger. The second time, you are an honored guest. The third time, you become family." By becoming one with the people of Pakistan and Afghanistan, Greg Mortensen has accomplished more for peace than all the military victories we could ever think of winning. Three Cups of Tea gives me hope. I am Kay Shively for BookSpeak.
Eric Larson's Devil in the White City, Murder, Magic, and Madness at the Fair That Changed America, is a riveting historical journey back into the 1890s to the Chicago World's Fair. Larson brilliantly pulls together two disparate storylines, the story of the planning, building, and execution of the Chicago Fair, and the story of serial killer Dr. H.H. Holmes. As Daniel Burnham struggled to mount the greatest fair the world had yet seen, pulling together the most brilliant architects of the day to create the dazzling White City on the south side of Chicago, a chillingly modern serial killer, Dr. H.H. Holmes, stalked the Black City of Chicago, preying on the single women pouring into the metropolis. Burnham confronted a short construction schedule. The Chicago winter, unstable soil, political intrigues, and the terrifying specter of the Depression of 1893. Only Herculean efforts created the White City for that summer. Brilliant white neoclassical buildings, stunning electrical lighting which used more electricity than the rest of Chicago, and the Ferris wheel, which was 264 feet tall, carrying over 2,000 riders at a time, made the fair a modern marvel that awed visitors. Even as the fair went on to be a dazzling success, the crimes of H.H. Holmes unraveled. An insurance company investigation of Holmes for fraud led to his arrest. The macabre story of Holmes's murder slowly unfolded, and the public learned of his specially designed hotel in Chicago, which allowed him to kill his victims with gas and dispose of the bodies in the basement. Police detective Frank Geyer traced Holmes across several states, desperately trying to discover what the killer had done with three young children he had taken from an associate. The nation breathlessly waited for newspaper reports, only to be horrified at Geyer's discovery of the bodies in Toronto and Indianapolis. Burnham's White City demonstrated the best of the United States in the 1890s, rich, creative, and powerful, while Holmes's Black City illustrated the sordid underside of Gilded Age America, the cheapness of life, the anonymity of the new metropolis, and the rise of a new modern killer. I'm Joel Schrock for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City.